I don't want to mess with it.
Is Tom going to be here? Is Rayad joining us, or is he?
No, Rayad will not be here today. Actually, I need a pen.
And then we'll have everybody introduce themselves. It's the UWF-UFF bargaining on February 8th, 2013. I'm Brendan Kelly.
I'm Mike Matamore.
Anita Schoenberger.
Cindy Theria.
Kathy Romack.
Steve Belko.
Enid Siskin.
There's a housekeeping request that we have. The first CD disc that we got was blank.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I can send you another one.
Would you? That'd be great. Thanks. Since our last meeting, I took a look at the contract and I looked at some perk cases. And legally, under perk law, the position that Anita described as if you lap a duration clause and there's not a written amendment that's formalized, then legally that year goes away. Now, as a team, even though we see that that's our legal conclusion, the parties can still, at any time, sit down and permissively negotiate anything. And we're willing to do that. So we're willing to sit down with you on wages and the benefits proposal that you made. And what we might put on the table, I realize the duration language that we put on the table was actually for next year. So that's whole book. Negotiation when we get to it. And I guess you also put severability on the, or was that, you struck a line out of the severability?
Yep, that's proposal. A reopener proposal.
Okay.
2012, all right.
2013. Yes. All right. Now, so that's what we're willing to do. We're willing to meet and discuss wages and the benefits provisions and severability, and we might put something else on the table.
Okay. So just so I'm clear, and you know, we'll want to take a little caucus and talk about
sure.
this, but. You aren't saying here that you are agreeing to the 2012-2013 reopener. So we're either doing this or not. You know, I'm not clear on exactly what you're saying. You're saying we're going to talk about articles, but you're not specifying, what contract year we're talking about.
The what we would be discussing would be 2012-2013. But what I want to be clear is that we're not. We have come to a legal conclusion, and we're not waiving our legal rights. But we can, as two teams, sit down and permissively negotiate wages and benefits and severability and whatever we might put on the table.
For 2012-2013.
For 2012-2013.
Okay, and
but you're not calling it a reopener.
I'm not calling it a reopener.
Okay. Well, as you know, we disagree with your legal opinion, and we'd like that in writing.
Okay.
That's one thing I would like to see. I would like to see, since you formulated an opinion, I would like to have that in writing so that I can, you know, take it back and consider it.
Sure.
And so what you're saying is that you're willing to negotiate. Articles for 2012 and 2013, but you're not willing to call this a reopener. So I want to, I want to be very clear about the constraints on this. You know, so with a reopener, there's a rule. There's a rule that you can talk about salary benefits, and either team can open two additional articles. So is that what we're talking about here? Is that going to be the limitation? Is there a limitation?
Well, I I kind of think right now that's a non-issue, because we're willing to talk about salary and benefits and the other things you've opened, and we don't have plans right now to open anything else.
But you could come back conceivably, at the next meeting and start to open other articles. Beyond the two in addition to salary and benefits.
No, not without your agreement.
Okay. Well, I'd like to caucus, but I want to say that I would like this in writing.
Sure.
So that we can take it under consideration.
Sure.
So just give us a few minutes to talk and...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. The first thing that we're going to need from you is a written opinion with the relevant PERT cases that you mentioned.
Okay.
In order to kind of, we want to take a look at that and, think it over. Is it possible for you to email that to me, like, next week?
Yes.
Like, by the end of next week?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, what you're offering, I just want to make sure I'm very clear.
Yeah.
You've offered to engage in negotiations that are limited in scope to include 2012-2013 salary benefits and a limited number of additional articles. And we have on the table as also severability. But my first question is, how many additional articles are we talking about? I really would need to have that, hopefully today, like a decision about how many additional articles might be opened, if you could give me a number. And even better, we'd like to know, like, what those articles might be, but understand that you may need till next time to, kind of figure out what additional articles.
Yeah, I think we would. Right now, like I said, Kathy, we have no intention of opening any of them, but as we go through the process, I was just kind of pointing out that we think that's something we could bring up, so it may be that we do not open any other article, but I think it's fair to say that by the next time we meet, we should be able to identify whether we're going to.
Okay. All right. And I need a confirmation that that none of this is going to be construed as a negotiation of the successor agreement. So that what we will be doing at the table is negotiating 2012-2013 proposals and not the successor agreement until we get to this, you're done with this and on to the successor.
Well, yeah, that's our intent is to meet and discuss with you 2012 and the articles that you have on the table now.
And then move on after that to the
yeah, eventually we're going to have to get to the successor.
To the successor, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, what we'll do is take your offer under consideration.
Okay.
And, but first, before we get into scheduling and all that, I want to know, since we may be headed towards a kind of limited scope bargaining for 2012-2013, I'm wondering if you have anything for us today. Any proposals, counter-proposals?
We don't. And let me try to catch up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, what transpired before I was here, you put a 2012-2013 wages article on the table that was rejected by the team before I joined the team.
Just one clause of that article was rejected.
Okay, all right. And so your position is still that article, unchanged. I just want to make sure that we're know who's
yeah,
next
we
up.
Yeah, we haven't submitted anything. We haven't gotten a real kind of counter, just a rejection of the salary portion. It was it would be 25-2 is what was responded to by your
okay.
team, and it was a rejection of that clause, but no counter proposal was forthcoming.
Okay.
At that time.
Okay, and your position is still unchanged.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just had that question. I don't think I have any others. All right, good. Just sort of as information point. Last time we talked about how it might be helpful to inquire of the universities that have changed the sick leave buyout to see how that's worked and what advantages or pitfalls might have been experienced at those universities and whether they realized money and if so, how much and all that kind of good stuff. We've made those contacts with those universities. We don't have that information yet. Not surprising to any of us, didn't drop everything and say, of course, you guys, let's research this for you.
Yeah.
So, but we anticipate their cooperation in that and getting that information to us. So we'll probably have, I hope to have that by the next time we get together. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other thing that we're looking into and we're going to continue to look into is that retirement issue that was raised.
Yeah, and I brought something for you, just, I don't know, it's was just a copy of the parts of the FRS investment plan summary description for 2012, so I can kind of explain to you what the problem is, mm-hmm. in case you're not aware of what this is. The problem here is with the fact that if people cash out of their retirement, they are officially classified as retired, mm-hmm. Retired employees. So, you know, I brought this if you wanted to look at it. But, you know, what we're concerned about is the possibility that someone works in the state of Florida, is in the pension plan or even an optional retirement program, they leave the state, say, and work somewhere else, cash out of that retirement system, and then come back to work in Florida or at UWF and are told that they're not eligible for retirement benefits. And so we would like the university to match 401k contributions. So that's
yeah. Well, that's and I'll tell you what our concern is, and that we're looking into it, is that it seems to me like it could be that the intent of the legislature, we're going to look at the history of how this all evolved, and it's all fairly recent. Mm-hmm. But up until a couple of years ago, there was a lot of probably unintended events that occurred having to do with the Florida retirement system. You know, people would retire, draw their full benefit, sit out for 30 days, cash mm-hmm. in all their leave, go. They'd hold the position open for them, and they'd start back 31 days later. There's actually a phenomenon, I'm not calling anyone out, but when you got to the point where you could retire, elected officials would get reelected in November, resign their position on December 1st, get sworn back into office on January 1st for another four-year term, and now they're drawing their full constitutional salary, and they would draw their full retirement. And so the legislature, with all of this, sort of said, well, we have to have much more aggressive rules to prevent that kind of thing from happening. It may be that they intended this result, whether it's fair or unfair. It may be that's what the legislature was after.
Yeah.
And for us to, we have to think hard about whether we want to, you know, create a structure that would defeat the intent of that, you know, try to circumvent the law. So we haven't gotten there yet, mm-hmm. but we've started that process.
Okay.
What's a good date?
Actually, I think, Sue, do you have a question?
And it's related to the retirement thing.
Yeah, sure.
Because one question I had come up was, how many people might there be at UWF in that position? And as I was thinking, my understanding of the human, since I make so many public records requests about faculty and pay status and so forth, if it would be possible to run a spreadsheet, Cindy, this might be something that you would know mm-hmm. off the top of your head in your group, run a spreadsheet that lists all faculty in unit and by name, and then the university contribution to FRS or ORP to see if there are any people who are in neither. Would be the only, would that be an easy or difficult thing to do?
It can be done.
I mean, I suspect the number would be few, but if you could find out, you know, who is enrolled in making, and the university, and now faculty, since we have the mandatory 3% retirement, you know, what's the faculty contribution percentage and the university contribution percentage to FRS or ORP? Okay. And for any, that way we could identify any faculty for whom there's a zero in one or both of those, in both of those cells.
And it would
Does
be,
that make sense?
And I think that this would impact, I would like to see the whole list just in case, but as
yeah,
I understand
the whole list,
it, it's, you know,
it's,
we're going to find a more recent, it would be more recent
record.
People.
So can we make a public records request for that information?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do you need any further specification of that request, Cindy, or did you?
Public records request for the list of all faculty members who belong to neither FRS. Did I say it right?
No. In order to identify those who belong to neither, it'd be all the faculty names, the percent contributed on behalf of the university to FRS or ORP, as well as the percent contributed by the faculty member to FRS.
I'm not sure that's public. Some of the retirement stuff is not public. I'm going to have to check. But I'll write it down, and I'm going to research it.
Will you let us know what might be problematic?
A lot of the retirement stuff is not.
Okay. And we can modify our request.
So I will.
What you're looking for is how many people would fall into this situation.
Mostly, right? but we'd like to be able to sort of double check that we've
and
got.
And I'd like to have a rough estimate of what the percent matches are, so that if we do move on this, we've got a better idea of what.
I mean, it should be standard, you know, there might be the 3% voluntary and then the additionals, the 3% mandatory and then voluntaries and so forth, but the idea would be largely to identify people for whom no university contribution to FRS or ORP. That's the primary goal. But the best way for us to be able to feel confident that the list is accurate is to see the whole list.
And Has anyone identified themselves to you to be in this category?
Only secondhand. I'm only hearing these secondhand. But we're hearing about this all over the state. So it's if it hasn't happened here, it will.
And we'd just like to know the scope of the problem. I think we'd all like to know the scope of the problem currently, although it could be a worse problem in the future.
Yeah.
Could be.
Okay.
I have one last question, too.
Sure.
With this limited negotiations kind of limited in scope. You guys have already put on the table, besides the Article 32, which I'm assuming we're going to leave for the full book negotiation, but you also put out two leaves proposals, Article 19. So if next time you could tell me whether you're still pursuing those or...
We'll do that.
Yeah, with
we'll
the limited
We'll clarify
negotiation.
Those, our position with that.
That would be great. And so I can expect an email from you by the end of next week regarding your opinion with the PERC cases you looked at. The legal opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Now, do you want to pick a date?
Yes. It's looking like for us, Fridays from 3 to 5 are really it. I'm teaching a full load this semester, and our schedules are really full. So Friday from 3 to 5 seems to be the best for everybody on our team. And I'm hoping that maybe you guys would be willing to meet the 15th, maybe too soon, but no later certainly than ideally, how about the 22nd, 2 weeks from today, from 3 to 5? Is that possible?
I'm not going to be here. I won't.
Well, I have a funeral in Jacksonville at 10 o'clock in the morning on the 23rd, and I'd have to drive all the way there.
Okay.
My father-in-law, he died this morning at 3 in the morning.
I'm so sorry. That's awful.
88. Super cool guy. Super cool guy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He was sick.
Okay. How about the 15th? Move it up a little bit.
I can't do the 15th.
Okay.
I'm in Miami.
That brings us...
How about the 8th? Can you try that one?
I can't make the 8th.
How about March 1st?
March 1st I could do.
Okay. Is that good with everybody else?
Works for me.
Okay.
We're going to double-check our calendars because we don't have them with us, but is it sound so far okay?
You know, I'm just worried about dragging this out. Sooner would be better.
Good.
I mean, I don't know if maybe you're available on a weekend.
Well, I think people on our team have commitments on the weekend, and that's kind of, I don't think that's fair to ask them.
Well, it's job commitments that we have. You know, I think it's, you know, contractually, you know, you guys need to come to the table. And,
what about Monday through Thursday?
Yeah, but we can come Monday through Thursday.
I'm teaching a three-course load, and I'm on the core committee, and I'm on the assessment SACS committee for my department.
Mm-hmm.
We
could always meet for an hour. We could meet in the morning before your day kicks off.
Could you, I know you have a funeral, but would you be able to do earlier in the day that Friday?
No, I'm not going to be here.
Oh, you're not going to be here. Okay. You know, I'm just kind of reluctant to push this off till March.
Well, why don't we have March? We know we can make it. Let's book that.
Okay.
And if you find an alternative date in between now and then that your team can work with, let us know and we'll try to make it.
Okay.
You just tell me. Based on your schedule.
Okay.
Okay. So we're scheduling for Friday the 1st of March from 3 to 5.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks.
See you all later. Yeah, literally.